Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. We are deep into the fifth week of Lent. How's it going? It's so easy right now, if you're perhaps one who's tuning into this program, maybe for the first time or the first time in a long time, and it's so easy to say, oh, it's so late into Lent now, I can't begin now. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can begin now to reading His Word. You can begin now to asking God to change your heart. You can begin now to ask Him, shape me as your son, your daughter, your disciple. Use me for your purposes, Lord. Yes, you can. Even this late into Lent, God will shower grace upon you. If you come to Him and you say, I'm sorry I procrastinated. I'm sorry I forgot. I'm sorry I was so tied up with this that I didn't have time for you. I'm sorry, Lord. Draw me to yourself. And He will. And those of you who have purchased my CD, I encourage on Lent, I encourage you to play it again and again and again. Because in those sections that refer to the Word of God, to the Scripture passages, those words have such power. My words can position you, my words can help you, but it's the Scripture that has the power to change your life. Don't waste a moment, even if up to this moment you haven't really lived Lent. You've been too busy. Don't let that stop you. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened. I will give you rest. He'll lead us. He'll lead us. He has mercy on us. But He has so much to give you. So much. You know, I think many times of a banquet table set with all your favorite foods, all the just whatever they are, in whatever form, but it's everything you love. And you look at that table, and then you say to yourself, oh, there are other things I have to do. I can't do this right now. And you walk away. Would you do that? Would you do that if there were a banquet set before you and you said, you know, I really have to get this done or that done. If there's anything left when it's all done, keep it for me. Is that the way you live? If God holds out a banquet table to you, stop and receive it. And Lent is one time when the banquet is being prepared for us. Draw near, receive, be ready to feast. Because you've given Him your sin, you've been forgiven, you're seeking to follow Him more closely, your place at a banquet table is being prepared. Open your heart to Him. Open your heart to what He has for you. Today, we read from the prophet Daniel, chapter 3, verses 14 to 20, and then 91 and 92 and 95. Again, it's jumping around a little bit here, but it gives us the essence of the story. King Nebuchadnezzar said, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? These were the ones who were thrown into the fiery furnace. That you will not serve my God or worship the golden statue that I set up? They won't. They won't worship false gods. Do you worship a false god? It's very easy to get into that pattern. What's your false god? What occupies you and takes your time, your talent, your treasure? If it's a false god, turn away from it today. Do it now. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would not worship the false gods that the king had asked them to do. And he says, the king says to them, be ready now to fall down and worship the statue I had made. Whenever you hear the sound of the trumpet, the flute, the lyre, the harp, the psaltery, bagpipe, all the other musical instruments, otherwise you shall be instantly cast into the white hot furnace. And who is the God who can deliver you out of my hands? He's taunting them. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, answered King Nebuchadnezzar, there is no need for us to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If our God, whom we serve, can save us from the white hot furnace, and from your hands, O king, may he save us. But even if he will not, know, O king, that we will not serve your God or worship the golden statue that you set up. We all, brothers and sisters, every single one of us, have some golden statues. They're hidden. They're not visible. But they're in our hearts and our minds. Wherever you have a false god, turn to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to turn my back on this false god. I want to follow you more closely. This passage goes on. King Nebuchadnezzar's face became livid with utter rage against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He ordered the furnace to be heated 7 times more than usual and had some of the strongest men in the army bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the white hot furnace. Nebuchadnezzar rose in haste and asked his nobles, see, there's a space here. Read the entire section. This is abbreviated. But at some point, after Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had been thrown into the furnace, Nebuchadnezzar rose in haste and asked his nobles, did we not cast 3 men bound into the fire? Assuredly, O king, they answered. But he replied, I see 4 men. This was the next day. I see 4 men, unfettered and unhurt, walking in the fire, and the 4th looks like a son of God. And Nebuchadnezzar exclaimed, blessed be the Lord, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel to deliver the servants who trusted in him. They disobeyed the royal command and yielded their bodies rather than serve or worship any god except their own God. At least Nebuchadnezzar now recognizes the power of the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Brothers and sisters, in much smaller ways, do people around you see your willingness to sacrifice some kind of pleasure or some kind of opportunity, because it would lead you into sin. It would lead you to worship your false god. What is it that has a hold on you? What is it that draws you away from where you should be and with whom you should be and for whom you should be? What is it that draws you away? It's a false god. And the call during Lent is to make sure that we reject the false gods. It takes courage. Because there's some pleasure, some joy we get out of it, and it's hard to give that up. But brothers and sisters, you cannot worship a false god and worship God himself. You can't. The choice has to be made. Let's take a look at the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 31 to 42. Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, if you remain in my word, that is, you live out of the truth of my word, you will truly be my disciples and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The truth ultimately is a person. I am the way, the truth, and the life. They answered him, we are descendants of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will become free? See, we can be bound and not even recognize it. And Jesus answered them, amen, amen, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. A slave does not remain in a household forever, but a son always remains. So if the Son frees you, then you will truly be free. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, but you are trying to kill me because my word has no room among you. I tell you what I have seen in the Father's presence, then do what you have heard from the Father. See, saying to them, you're blind and you're deaf. You say that you follow God, but you're trying to kill me. because my word has no room among you. The word of God, the scripture, is imperative. But the scripture ultimately is the living person of God himself. They're not separate things. They answered and said to him, "Our father is Abraham." And Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works of Abraham." See, the father in faith, and that's who we worship. And Jesus says to them, "But you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You are doing the works of your father." So they said to him, "We were not born of fornication. We have one father, God." And Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me. For I came from God, and I am here. I did not come on my own, but he sent me." This is a conversation between Jesus and those who are blind and deafened. And we can stand at a certain distance and say, "My gosh, why can't they see?" But then we turn to ourselves, and how many times we don't see because our values and our priorities are not clear enough. Yes, I believe in God. I just have these little gods, these little idols, these things I cling to and depend on. I have them, but yes, I believe in God. No, you don't. If you believed in God, you'd give up your idols. Might be a process. I'm not saying instantaneously, but you would give them up. Some people have done that. Turned their lives around by definitively saying no to the things of the world that had pulled them away from God. And here we are during Lent. That's what the Lord is asking of us. In whom do you believe? How is the course, the direction of your life set? Is it set on me as the goal? What are you distracted by? What pulls you away from me, says the Lord? Brothers and sisters, I really urge you to pay attention to this. The world itself could become holier than it is, much holier. It could become that if each of us in our own hearts could turn away from that sin which most occupies us, which in a sense rules us and leads us, and say, "Lord, I want to follow you, and I reject this and I reject that only by your grace." And then, as I said the other day, feed on the Eucharist daily if you can, adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, and read his word every day. And God will speak to you. God will speak to you and show you. He'll bring people into your life. He'll give you things to read. He'll in many ways show you. And you will be able to follow him as a true disciple. May God bless you. For the free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, dial 1-800-282-4789. For the CD, 40 Days Journey, Encountering the Love of God, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. Cost of the CD, $10. God bless you.